everyone, to the Crypto Market Rundown, where we talk about everything that's happening in the great world of cryptocurrency, from the fundamentals in the news to the technicals on the charts. We spend the time doing hours of research so that you all don't have to. And here we are, TiVo. We're back yet again, week after week. Bitcoin continues to put in new all-time highs. So at the time of recording this, we're coming in. Bitcoin has broken above $91,000 per coin. Altcoins are going crazy. Crypto stocks are going absolutely bonkers. It's been the talk of the town. I hope everyone really is profiting off of everything surging the way that it is. It feels like old times. Things are starting to feel euphoric again. And there's a lot of news to cover as well, because when it comes to crypto, it really is becoming increasingly more like integrated into the traditional system. And we want to talk about some of the new policies, some of the new updates that are coming to crypto, and also how it's faring on the global scale. So I'm hyped up for it. It's going to be a really special episode. TiVo, how are we feeling over there? Are you as hyped up as I am?
Yeah, it's been a nonstop week, right? Between we recorded the rundown exactly a week ago, right after the election, crypto started flying, the Trump trade started flying, and we did our live stream on Friday. We had all new highs Thursday, all new highs Friday, and then obviously the group chat with our team has been just super fun to be into all weekend. And I feel like this is a critical time, because you had that, like, I don't think we've necessarily hit the euphoria phase by any means, but you had that euphoric like week, and I feel like we're all kind of coming out of it and being like, all right, wait, let's analyze, let's lock in, let's, you know, look at the charts, let's look at the news flow and try to figure out, you know, where this next leg is coming from, because we've been prepping you guys again for months. I know I started off last show with a clip back from July. Hopefully you've been consistently listening to the show. That's why you listen to the show, so you're prepared for weeks like this. It's a battle won, but the war is still ongoing. So let's lock in and continue on.
So if we go over to the Bitcoin price chart, we can see that it's pushing up to this new all-time high of $91,500. And here you can even see that it's still climbing, $91,600, and so on and so forth. And if we take a look at this previous all-time high over here, I mean, Bitcoin has just destroyed that previous price level. And what this allows Bitcoin to do and be in is that price discovery mode that we were just talking about, where there is no previous resistance. And I want to highlight this, because for the past, you know, who knows how many years, Bitcoin has had a lot of resistance and price action and trading history to go through. And this creates turbulence. This is kind of like a little bit of a roadblock where there's sell orders stacked up. There's previous buyers who want to get out of their positions or want to be profitable. And as of today, every single Bitcoin holder in history is sitting in profit. And now moving forward inside of this price discovery mode, as we like to call it, there is no previous trading history on the Bitcoin chart, which means that there's virtually no resistance for Bitcoin to be stopped by. Now, this doesn't mean that we can't have red days. It doesn't mean that there can't be sellers, but there are no people who are looking to stack up sell orders because that they bought at a higher price. And also, a lot of the people who have tried to be shorting Bitcoin, a lot of the bears who have been trying to push the price down, they have gotten absolutely liquidated, wiped out by the bulls. So you look at what's happened since the end of 2022, you look at what's happened since all of 2023, all of 2024 over here, especially with this recent move to the upside, and this has just been liquidating every kind of short position possible. And it kind of begs the question, who is left to short here if the bears are so wrecked? And I think the answer is not very many people. I think the only thing that we really can see here is maybe people just taking profits, especially some of the older holders. And the big price point in mind that I think a lot of people are looking at is $100,000 for Bitcoin. That is the big round number that most people are looking onwards and upwards for. And, you know, maybe we see a little bit of a pullback before then. We've tried to see a pullback for the past 2 days. It's immediately bought back up. Bitcoin's already pushing the new all-time highs. So it makes me think that the bulls really are in control here. And you look at ETH, which has been having a really good rally as well. We look at some of these other altcoins like Solana, again, continuing to rally. Even other more mainstream altcoins, if we want to look at things like Aave, or, you know, Uniswap, or, you know, Radium, or Jupiter, or Dogecoin, which is going crazy. And we have all these other examples of altcoins really, really, really doing well here, despite Bitcoin dominance still being so high, still pushing the new multi-year highs, new cycle highs. And we still already have altcoins that have begun to do well. So there's money to be made here in just about everything.
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We really do have this outlook that as we go into 2025 and over the course of 2025, that there could be a lot more in store. And there's a bunch of articles and information to back this up. You know, we're not just saying, hey, we hope Bitcoin goes higher. We think that it can. There's a lot of evidence that's still pointing towards that direction. And one of the cool things that we had here recently is that Bitcoin just had its largest candle ever. Its largest candle in trading history here. And this happened just a couple of days ago on November 11th, where Bitcoin's daily move was $8,343.04. Again, making it the biggest recorded daily move in terms of USD that Bitcoin has ever made in its entire history. And it beat second place by almost $1,000 on that candle. So we're seeing a lot of price action. We're seeing records broken, but this isn't the only record that was broken the other day. So if we go on over and we take a look at what's happening on the Bitcoin ETF front, this is astounding. And what we're able to tell from this is that if it's retail investors on the weekend, people are buying in mass. If it's institutional investors, more traditional investors during the week, they're also buying in mass. And we have, spoiler alert, we're also seeing governments and companies wanting to add to Bitcoin as well, but we'll talk about that in just a bit. But if we take a look at this Bitcoin ETF flow chart, we can see that last week we had the largest day of Bitcoin ETF inflows in history, and it absolutely dwarfed our previous highest day. So to put this kind of in perspective for everyone, this new high was $1.37 billion in Bitcoin ETF inflows. Our previous highest day was $1.12 billion from all the ETFs. Now, again, to put this in perspective, BlackRock alone, during this new largest day of inflows, BlackRock's ETF alone did more than our previous all-time high of all the ETF inflows combined. Now, I want you to imagine that for a second. BlackRock alone was able to do more than our previous highest day of Bitcoin ETF inflows than all those ETFs combined. And BlackRock beat that in a single day of net inflows, which is a wild statement. And this is that chart that I want to show you right on the left-hand side here. And if we zoom out, this is that candle that I'm talking about over here, where the entirety of those ETFs on February 12th did $1.12 billion, and BlackRock was able to do that in a single day over here on November 7th, while all the ETFs pushed almost $1.5 billion of net inflows. And if we zoom back in on this and we look at what's happened over the course of the last month, the inflows just keep coming in. And you can see that this chart is just gradually scaling like up and to the right. And if we go back to the beginning of October, I mean, we were sitting at maybe like $50 million in net inflows, then we were seeing 100, then 500, then 6, 7, 800, 900. Now we're kind of consistently staying over $1 billion, now pushing $1.5 billion in net inflows from these Bitcoin ETFs. And so they continue to pour in. And like I said earlier, if it's the weekend and these things are closed, people are saying, fine, we'll go to Coinbase, we'll go to Kraken, we'll go to Binance. And that's not even accounted for in this chart here. So when we're looking at net inflows, this is exclusively the Bitcoin ETFs. And if it's the weekend, like we saw this past weekend, people are saying, fine, I'll go to my traditional brokerage. I'll go to Robinhood, I'll go to Coinbase, I'll go to Kraken, I'll go to Binance, I'll buy there. And then once it's the week and the traditional investors are back, they're saying, hey, we'll buy through the Bitcoin ETFs. And it just doesn't look like this is slowing down anytime soon. So again, you know, I'm concerned for the bears out there, TiVo. I want to make sure all the bears are okay because bears have been getting liquidated in mass and the buyers continue to come in. They're strong. And the one thing that's clear is that the buyers are in control of this market. And once again, I think Bitcoin has that 100K price point that investors are looking to push it towards.
Yeah, reach out to your local bear if you know any, and yeah, welcome them aboard, because we don't want to we don't necessarily want to make fun of them. We want to welcome them because the trend is your friend, and if they want to come on board and be bullish, welcome them on. I know our guy Inverted Investing on the YouTube channel was calling for 40K Bitcoin, 42K, and he had some strong words for our show probably the last 2 months per se, but that's okay. We love him and we want him to join us each week as well. And just the stats are astounding. I know we were making the sheet yesterday and you pulled it up and we were just like, you know, holy beep.
Yeah. And I mean, I've got some more crazy ones that I want to run by everyone, because what we're seeing now is that Bitcoin is now, it now has a larger market cap than silver's crypto market. So I have a little graphic that I want to show here courtesy of TiVo. But Bitcoin has not only flipped silver, Bitcoin has flipped Berkshire Hathaway, Tesla, Meta, which was previously Facebook, and Saudi, I always pronounce this wrong, but Aramco. So Bitcoin is now the seventh highest market cap of all the assets in the world. The only assets that have a larger market cap than Bitcoin here is Google, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, Nvidia, and gold. And Bitcoin is very, very quickly gaining on all of these, which is wild. In fact, to kind of take this a step further, Bitcoin's market cap, or the entire crypto market cap, has now pushed over $3.1 trillion, making it rival France's entire GDP. Now, this is significant because France has the eighth largest GDP in the world, and crypto's entire market cap is rivaling a nation like France's entire GDP here. So crypto prices are pushing higher, and it just goes to show you how mainstream this is becoming. So all the people said, it's big, but, you know, it's just a bubble. No one will ever do anything with it. It'll never get that big. No, it is that big. It really is that big at this point, and it just continues to thrive and grow. And, you know, we even saw from BlackRock. Let's look at some numbers that BlackRock ran by us, because BlackRock recently had their Bitcoin ETF, the amount inside their Bitcoin ETFs surpass their entirety of their gold ETFs. Now, their gold ETF has been around for what? Like, I think it's like 20, 30 years, something like that, at least, you know, maybe more than that. And Bitcoin has been able to surpass that market cap in a single year. And I'm not talking about the market cap of Bitcoin as an asset class. I'm talking about BlackRock's holdings. BlackRock now holds more Bitcoin than they do gold inside of their ETFs. And again, the numbers just continue to grow, especially when they're buying $1 billion worth of Bitcoin per day. So,
yeah, and man. You said Bitcoin continues to grow. I'd like to be the first to congratulate you on 92,000 Bitcoin. We just a little kiss as we were going over these charts here.
Crypto market never sleeps. It seriously never sleeps, man. And, you know, because of this, people like it. People like the fact that it's always moving. It's decentralized. It's untamperable. And, you know, I think one of the big players to realize that lately has been the U.S. government. And you put me on this, TiVo, about this idea of a Bitcoin strategic reserve. This is the talk of the town at the moment because everyone's looking forward to this. And if this happens, I think the price of Bitcoin will go sky high. I think $90,000 will look like a pipsqueak value in comparison to what would happen if we go through with this Bitcoin strategic reserve. So I'll pass it back to you for this one because you were the one who put me on it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of chatter about it. It's definitely something, I think I saw some people tweeting about how it's quote unquote happening. It's definitely not officially happening. I know there's bills being drafted and there's obviously a lot of talk around it. But what I think is the most interesting thing is the talk is coming from both sides. There's now politicians that are in power that are speaking about it and as well as money managers. And so what I have here is a clip I'm going to play right now. It's Barbara Goodstein. She is a managing partner for a high wealth firm. And she kind of came on, and the segment was basically for these high wealth individuals, what are they looking at? Are they excited about the Trump win and this Trump trade? Obviously, a week in review, the answer is yes across the board for all the markets. But here is a clip of her specifically talking about an asset that the ultra wealthy are excited for, and that is Bitcoin.
From this win.
All right, so these investors are excited about the win and obviously what it means going forward. One thing you say they're excited about is Bitcoin. So I mentioned to one of our earlier guests that BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF, it now has more assets under management than their gold ETF. Of course, we know gold is a safe haven. I know a lot of your investors, they hold gold as well. What's their sentiment when it comes to Bitcoin? And are they doing it directly or through ETF?
We're very high on Bitcoin, and we've been talking about Bitcoin for the past few years. We recommend doing it directly because you don't pay taxes if you're doing it directly. So that's a big difference. But we think that Bitcoin could become the next strategic reserve asset. So the country now holds 232,000 Bitcoin. We think that Trump could bump that up to over 1 million.
So there you have it, straight from the horse's mouth, somebody that literally is managing the ultra wealthy accounts. So it's one of those things where there's smoke, there's fire, right? She's talking about it, an account manager. And then, you know, we have congresswomen and congressmen and senators talking about it. And obviously Trump mentioned it on his campaign trail. So again, well, nobody can guarantee that. So if you've seen this week or see it tomorrow of a guarantee of a Bitcoin strategic reserve in the U.S., it's not quite there yet. But there is multiple sides of different people talking about this. So it's something that you have to take seriously.
Yeah, I mean, this is someone who literally manages and has the connections with the ultra high net worth individuals, the ultra wealthy. And when they asked her, what do you think about Bitcoin? She says, we're really bullish on Bitcoin. We've been bullish on Bitcoin. In fact, we think that Bitcoin, again, the person who has the connections to all those ultra high net worth individuals, she says, we think that Bitcoin is going to be the next US strategic reserve. Now think about that for a second. Think about the connections that she has, the plugs, the talk of the town. I doubt that she would just make this up off the top of her head and be like, we're just going to throw this out there and hope it becomes true. You know, no, we're already kind of seeing bills get proposed that would bring this into fruition. And, you know, maybe we can throw it up on the screen here, TiVo, because I know we had a tweet, but there's already bills that are being proposed that, you know, once Trump comes into office, that the U.S. would be buying around 550 Bitcoin per day for the next 5 years. And it would hold all of that Bitcoin for a minimum of 20 years. So what that means is that, you kind of to crunch the numbers for everyone, Bitcoin would end up, or the U.S. would end up buying around 200,000 Bitcoin per year over the course of the next 5 years, which means that at the end of this five-year period, the U.S. would own 1 million Bitcoin. Now, the total supply of Bitcoin isn't that large. When we look at the total supply of Bitcoin, everyone goes to that 21 million number, right? They can say, go, there's only 21 million Bitcoin that can be in existence. But just because 21 million Bitcoin can be in existence, that doesn't mean that they are in existence. So we're at around, I think, 20 million at the time of recording this, and several million Bitcoin have been lost over the years. You know, since its creation, since its inception, we know that several million of those Bitcoin, they're lost. They're in dead wallets. They haven't moved in a long time, and they're not coming back. So realistically, we probably have a drastically smaller number than that. Let's just go off on a spree here and say, hey, maybe there's only 15 million Bitcoin that are actually capable of moving in the supply anymore. Then we remove what's not circulating. We remove the stuff from cold wallets or long-term investments like the ETFs, like some of these cold wallets, like, you know, some of these wallets that we know are active, but they haven't moved their crypto in a while. We remove what's on exchanges. We remove what's on OTC desks. And then suddenly, there's a drastically smaller amount of Bitcoin in circulation than people really understand. And so if the U.S. is going to go out there, you know, maybe after all of that, maybe there's only a couple, you know, million Bitcoin that's actually circulating. And if the U.S. comes in and they take a million of that off the market even further, well, then supply is going to drastically decrease and the demand will continue to increase because they're buying it. And if the U.S. comes in here and they say, hey, we're going to start a strategic Bitcoin reserve and we're going to buy a million, well, they set the standard. You know, they set the standard. They have the largest GDP. They have the largest markets. And what they do, other countries will have to follow. And Tivo, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we were looking at BRICS. And BRICS was talking about maybe accumulating Bitcoin. And we've seen other countries, you know, El Salvador and a bunch of other countries who have already started doing this as well. And so if the U.S. does this, it will set a precedent and a standard that other major countries need to have some sort of strategic Bitcoin reserve as well. I would imagine some of the major ones would want to at least rival what Bitcoin is doing or what the U.S. is doing. So maybe they try to accumulate a couple hundred thousand. Maybe they try to do more. Maybe they try to get more than a million. But then they would be kind of FOMOing in here and being forced to buy Bitcoin. Then if it's a strategic reserve asset, other companies, U.S.-based companies, would need to hold probably a little bit of Bitcoin as well. I'm not saying crazy exposure of 20 or 50%. I'm saying maybe 1, 2, 3, 5% on their balance sheets. And I think that that would become reasonable. And we are already seeing Microsoft, again, one of the largest companies in the world, talk about this very thing. And they're voting about whether or not they should bring Bitcoin onto their balance sheet starting next month. And they're going to be voting on it. And I think that there's going to be a lot more companies taking the MicroStrategy approach to this and kind of almost being required in a way to bring Bitcoin onto their balance sheet if this all comes to fruition. And so it's a really long-winded way of saying supply would drastically diminish and demand would drastically increase. And the effect that that would have on prices is wild. It's substantial. It's significant. The price of Bitcoin would go insane if that all comes to happen. And, you know, we want to be one of the first people to talk about it over here. So, again, I get fired up just talking about this stuff. You know, I get excited because as a holder, most of us hold Bitcoin, right? You know, that's why we're here. That's why we're listening to this. And there seriously is the potential here to make just life-changing money if this comes to fruition. And,
yeah, it's hard not to
be here for it.
Yeah, it's to be excited, especially when, you know, the major powers of the world, we're talking China, Russia, the United States, really starting to not even discuss it, but start to really make plans, right? Like we talked about BRICS. I mean, it wasn't but 3 years ago or 4 years ago, China banned Bitcoin mining and was complete anti-Bitcoin. And maybe you could almost, you know, obviously China has a tight lid on what comes in and out of that country. Maybe you could even make a case, not that we would ever know, but maybe make the case that it was a head fake. It was, oh, we're banning this and, you know, no, that's bad. And then, you know, who knows, maybe the ledger years from now show that they were actually collecting it over the last 4 years. But, you know, now with them being in BRICS and Russia, you know, doing some stuff with Bitcoin and getting the mining going, and obviously the United States now seemingly in this new administration, you know, hopefully regulation clears up. And yeah, that strategic Bitcoin reserve, I think, would be huge news. And it ever so slightly is starting to creep into the mainstream media because of price action again, which we all know creates that classic FOMO and euphoria. But like, there's actually real news flow now with Bitcoin that's not just based around price. So it's becoming impossible to ignore. And the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve announcement, if that actually came to fruition at a high level, I mean, that would be national news. That would be discussed for a week on every major news network, not just the finance channels. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, you could say that maybe that's the catalyst that brings on mom, dad, grandma, grandpa on chain, where it's just, it's no longer that fake internet money. It's a strategic reserve asset for the most powerful country in the world.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking back towards the beginning of the year, you know, I went on a little vacation and I was talking to this guy. He was a really smart, successful dude. And he just like was roasting Bitcoin specifically and all of crypto. He's like, dude, that thing's dead by now, isn't it? Like, you still work with that? Like, that thing has to be dead by now. And this was right after Bitcoin hit that new all-time high. And I was like, you know, actually, no, you know, it just hit a new all-time high. Activity and attention and all this stuff is going great and its price is the highest that it's ever been. He's like, what? Nah, no way. And he's like, I just don't believe in it. No one will ever adopt it. No one will ever use it. The U.S. government doesn't want anything to do with it. And he's saying all these things. And he's like, it's not going anywhere. You know, not on a global scale, not from global policy. And I was like, well, you know, I think you're going to be surprised. And he was just not about it. You know, respectful, kind of belittling, but, you know, still trying to be at least cordial. And I just think back to all the people like that and all the conversations that I know a lot of the listeners have had similar encounters. And, you know, we want those people on our side. I hope that a lot of the people who missed out and are salty about it, I hope that they don't stay that way. You know, I hope that they eventually embrace this. They see the opportunity that's here because, you know, like you just said, TiVo, there's so much potential left for where this could go. And we hate to say the phrase, hey, it's just getting started, especially as Bitcoin's hitting 100K, but it could just be getting started in its next leg, in its next stage of existence, if what we're talking about really does come to fruition here, which is looking like it's a solid possibility.
Yeah, and then to wrap us up, we do have some just some sentiment, I think, indicators we want to throw your way. One I just added in last minute because it literally happened this morning. Robinhood announces a slate of new cryptos that they are offering as of now today, and it was four, I believe. So we had we have the tweet up. So I remember it was XRP, Pepe,
it was XRP, Cardano, Solana, and Pepe.
Yep. And out of those four, Pepe absolutely ripped. And I would love to get an interview with Coinbase because I think Robinhood said this at about maybe like 7:30, 8 a.m. And then at 9 a.m., the chief legal officer for Coinbase says, you've waited long enough for the frog. Coinbase adding Pepe later today. So Coinbase immediately acts and is going to add Pepe. So shout out to the frog. And absolutely ripping. I think it was like 40% on the Hood News. I don't know exactly where it's at your time of listening, but yeah, the meme coins have been insane. Fun note, I saw this tweet. It was like the Trump trade. It was like week-to-date gain since Donald Trump was electing, and Dogecoin was the number one asset in the world. It was up like 200% or something.
Crazy.
So, what a time to be alive. And speaking of fun times to be alive and being excited, I think it's a good idea that we run through our sentiment indicators just so we're fair and we're honest, you know, because we were the ones pounding the table when the Bitcoin fear and greed index was in the 20s, in the 30s, you know, fear index, not all time highs, but, you know, I think we got close at some point, and it was extreme fear. And we were like, hey, this is when you buy. Right now we're at an 84. Last week we were 70, and then the last month we were 48 at a neutral. And so, we obviously have shown this before. And again, if this is your first time seeing it, it's definitely a lagging indicator, and nothing specific of that day. But Brendan, what are your thoughts on a little Bitcoin fear and greed index, up in that extreme greed area?
Yeah, you know, I think it makes sense. We saw this blowout through the previous all-time high, and we really haven't seen any profit taking yet, which I think is where the greed calculation is coming from, because there haven't been really much of any profit taking, and people are speculating that it's just going to continue to go higher. And, you know, by definition, that is greed, right? People not taking profits, speculating that it can do so much more. Which by definition is greed. But I think we have to remember that the catalysts here are, you know, it makes sense as to why people aren't selling. It makes sense as to why people think that Bitcoin can go so much higher. And, I'm kind of on that side. You know, I do think that there's going to be a lot higher of price action, especially over the course of the next, you know, 1 month, 6 months, 12 months. I think that we can certainly see a six-figure Bitcoin. But then the other thing that we need to understand is that during these market cycles, Bitcoin does get volatile. And on these pullbacks, it is perfectly normal for Bitcoin to pull back 10, 20, 30% in a bull market and then continue to new all-time highs afterwards. We saw that in 2017. We saw it in 2021. We can easily see it in 2024 and 2025. So be aware that that happens. I think a lot of people are going to get stressed out when we see these double-digit pullbacks that Bitcoin will eventually probably put in. And again, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. You know, those are, historically speaking, some of the best times to accumulate on the dips. And we see an average of around a dozen of those per euphoric bull market. So that's what I think about it. And I don't think it's also an awful idea to maybe shave a little bit of capital off the table, especially everyone has different goals. If you've met your financial goals and you are in touch, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing process. Obviously, not legal or financial advice. Or tax advice, but, you know, have a good understanding of what your financial goals are. And it doesn't have to be an all or nothing activity. You can sell 1% of your Bitcoin. You can sell 10% of your Bitcoin. You can layer out as it increases in value. Heck, you can hold and you can continue to do that.
I was going to say, or as Michael Saylor says, you never sell your Bitcoin. Yep. You only try to acquire more. One of the ones that I think we used to show or did show back in the day was the Google Trends. And I was always a big fan as like a sentiment, you know, social media guy, the YouTube analytics and the Google Trends. And, you know, I think you had a good point of you weren't necessarily the biggest fan of it, because I think there's a point to be made that I agree with you, is that everybody kind of has heard of Bitcoin. So maybe there's less organic searches for it, which would affect the data. But I still think that it's something to check in on from time to time, because the 12-month view here, so blue is Bitcoin and the orange red there is crypto. If you go back, the peak for the last 12 months was that March, obviously, where we hit our first new all-time highs back in March until this week. And then I got to tell you, Brendan, the 2 weeks before the election, the lowest point on Bitcoin interest on Google was a 20. And you'll find 22. I think you might even be able to find 22. Yeah, 23 was the lowest it was all year. 2 weeks before the election, a nice smoke screen from the political spectrum. Nobody saw it coming. And then now it's definitely in the 40s. And then so I think Google basically is projecting, taking some data from the last couple of days and projecting the rest of this week to possibly hit 100. So we'll put that on tab to check in next week and see if we actually get to that 100 mark. But, I mean, talk about nailing the bottom of interest right before the election. So always good to check in to see what the people are Googling as well.
Yeah, agreed, man. It's cool to see all of this. It's cool to see the entire crypto market and the interest continue to grow. And to everyone that's listening at home, you better believe that we're going to continue to pump out content like this to make sure that everyone stays in the loop. Again, regardless if it's the technicals on the charts or the fundamentals in the news or the on-chain data that everyone needs to know and governmental policy, we like to cover it all in a single place in under an hour for free so that everyone can stay up to date on what's happening. So all we ask over here is that if you like the content that we make, you like staying up to date, do a couple of things for us. Number one, hit that like and subscribe button if you're on YouTube. If you are listening on Audible or on, you know, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. You know, check in with us. We love to hear from everyone. And if you really like the content, you know, check out some of our other platforms. We got the Crypto 101 podcast on YouTube, where we're constantly doing interviews with leaders in this space, the Bitcoin ETF providers themselves, some of the largest trading desks in the world. And then we also have all sorts of tutorials and market updates that go up in addition to what we make here. And if you want to get plugged into some great communities, we have the CryptNation community that we want everyone to be aware of. We got a lot of things that are going on that front, and we hope that everyone can get plugged in. So thank you all for watching. Hope all of you had a great week so far, and we'll see all of you at the same time, same place next week.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.